Part 1. Unit 17. The Master of the Musical. What would you expect from a show about religion or 19th century poems? You might think it would be boring, unless it was one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals. Over the past 30 years, Andrew Lloyd Webber has become the master of the musical. He weaves together beautiful melodies, larger-than-life characters, and romantic stories to create shows that touch the listeners' hearts and stay with them long after they leave. He often experiments with unusual stories and different styles of music. Sometimes this has led to failure, but his successes have grown bigger and better. His most popular musical is The Phantom of the Opera. It is about a strange man who wears a mask and his love for an opera singer. It is an unusual story, but one that has had more performances than any other musical in the history of Broadway and has made more money than any Hollywood movie.
Vocabulary. 1. Expect. Noreen is expecting a raise next month. 2. Religion. The friendly man started to talk to her about religion. 3. Poem. Mark wrote a beautiful poem about the lake. 4. Boring. The new action movie was very boring. 5. Unless. Unless you help me, I'll have to work late. 6. Musical. Linus performed in a musical when he was in high school. 7. Weave. My sister likes to weave colorful strings into her hair. 8. Melody. You hum the melody, and I'll see if I can remember the words. 9. Romantic. Peter planned to invite Heather to a romantic dinner. 10. Experiment. He experimented with adding sugar and milk to improve the flavor. 11. Unusual. The students liked the new teacher's unusual way of teaching. 12. Style. This style of clothes is very fashionable this year. 13. Failure. Ellis's failure was due to bad luck, not laziness. 14. Mask. The woman wore a mask, so we didn't know who she was. 15. Performance. Young and old alike will enjoy this performance.